W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cartoon, Nickelodeon, disgusting.
Real monsters.
Boogers.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
Why would you bring food that stinks on a plane inside of a metal fuselage where we can't get out, you can't open the window, we're breathing in circulated air. So any assholes who are bringing like seafood or boiled eggs or garlic something or onions, yo, fuck you. You're a dick. Everybody is overly offended. There's no room for jokes. There's no room for fun. Everything's PC. Because there's a lot of bullshit out there online. And there are also a lot of idiots who are willing to just suck that shit down. That's the one thing that my ex-girlfriend taught me. Not to trust people. Paris does not want the world there, which I get because the world kind of sucks right now. I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, okay? But that feels like some WPS right there. That sounds like some white people's What up, what up, what up, P, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can literally meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So today's going to be a great episode. And no, Mo and Katie are not here with me this week. I know, I'm sad about it too. but no worries, your favorite goofball is still here. I was talking about me. I'm here. So your girl is flying solo today, but no worries because I've got a great episode prepared for you guys. So it's time to drop the random words of what this episode is about. Don't forget, I'm doing this new thing where my thumbnails also drop some hints on what the episode will be about as well. Take a look at the thumbnail, just trying to be a little creative and have some fun. So today we're going to talk about airplanes, AI, percentages, this random dude named Brooks, and so much more. And oh, by the way, in one of these segments today in this episode, we're going to be having some TikTok voice filter fun. Now, if you are an avid listener to this podcast and you know exactly what I'm talking about, if you don't know, well, honey, it's time for you to stay tuned because fun is meant to be had audibly right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Yes, 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 yes. And I also have two new Apple Podcast reviews to share with you guys. One of them was awesome, and the other annoyed the shit out of me. I'll explain that a little bit later as to why that is. That and so much more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to share your support for this podcast. That will be awesome. Oh, and if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. If you are a Spotify listener to podcasts and you didn't know that was a thing, yeah, scroll up on the episode that you're listening to, and there should be a comment section there, so you can go ahead and leave your comments down below. I'm very glad this is a thing now. It's very similar to like social media, like other social medias. Instagram, you can leave comments. TikTok, you leave comments. YouTube, you can leave comments. Why not on this too? I'm down for that. All right, so coming up, what's the percentage of annoying airport etiquette that many find annoying or they're okay with? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. This is your flight attendant speaking, and I promise to keep this announcement as entertaining as possible. If you look to your left, you'll see, well, more seats. And if you look to your right, you'll see even more seats. Exciting, right? So please make sure that your seat belt is fastened, your tray table is up, and your seat is in the upright position. If you can't figure out how to do that, just pretend you're in yoga class and assume the airplane pose. In the unlikely event of a water landing, please remember that your seat cushion can be used as a flotation device. And if you need a flotation device in the middle of this flight, we have bigger problems than just turbulence. Now, a fun fact about our pilot, Captain Smith. He's a huge fan of karaoke, so if you hear some off-key singing coming from the cockpit, don't worry. It's just him practicing for his next big performance. Lastly, sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight, or at least pretend to. If you need anything, just press the call button and we'll be there faster than you can say, "Peanuts, please." Thank you for flying with us, and remember, the exits are located here, here, and, well, you get the idea. Have a great flight.
A few months ago on The Big Show, they talked about airplane etiquette. And if I remember correctly, Kristen was the one who shared this information, or maybe it was Bert, I don't remember, but either way, I found it interesting. So many of you may not know that I was actually a flight attendant years and years ago. And if you've been supporting me for quite some time, you'll know that I had hella different jobs in my lifetime. And I'll be honest with you, these right here, these make sense. So the first one here, it says here, a poll on airplane etiquette found that 88% people think that reclining your seat is okay. I'm okay with that, but I'm also not really tall. You know, I'm like an average size person, but those seats go back like 1 inch. So I don't understand why everybody's so upset about it. I guess if your tray table's out, that inch matters. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It just doesn't bother me when people do that. It just, for me, you know. And it says that about 76% say that your socks should stay on. I feel like that should be 100%. I don't understand why people would take their shoes off and take their socks off, or why you would even want to be barefoot in a plane. Let me tell you something, as a former flight attendant, those planes are disgusting. Also, do not drink the water that comes straight from the plane, the potable water. Don't do it. If you're drinking coffee on planes, you are drinking kind of recycled water. It's not great. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now. And 73% say that it's fine to tuck your jacket or purse in an overhead bin, even if you didn't pay for a carry-on. That really doesn't really bother me that much. But like, if just don't take my spot. If you want to put your jacket on top of my bag, just ask me. That does not really bother me. You know what I'm saying? But plus, you can also like hang your jacket on your chair or have it across your lap. If I have a jacket, I use that bitch as a fucking... as a blanket. It'd be cold in those planes. Are you kidding me? Here's one that I think everybody can totally agree with here. This one should also be 100%, but it says here, can you bring smelly food on a plane? 92% say no. I say 100%. Why would you bring food that stinks on a plane inside of a metal fuselage where we can't get out, you can't open the window, we're breathing in circulated air? So any assholes who are bringing like seafood or boiled eggs or garlic something or onions, you know, fuck you. You're a dick. You could have eaten that before you came on the plane. You're a jackass. And I hate you. Dick. All right, so another one says hanging your hair back over your seat. Most people say that don't do that. That's what they say. Most people don't like that. But 26% of those people think that it's fine. You can do that. Let me tell you something. If I'm watching a movie or playing a game on that little screen that's on the back of my chair, and I've asked you to move your hair, and you're like, no, fuck you, okay? Screw you. I should be able to enjoy watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith while I'm 36,000 feet in the air without your split ends destroying my entertainment. Okay, I'll ask you once. If it becomes a problem, it's going to become a problem because I paid just as much as my seat as you did, especially in coach, bitch. You ain't better than me. Move your hair. Put that bitch in a ponytail, braid it up, whatever. Because I'm going to be just like that lady in that TikTok video I seen when they put gum in her hair and then put her hair in a coffee cup. I am petty enough to do it. I won't do that. I won't do that. That's gross. But we gonna have some loud words. Shoot. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell the flight attendant. I'm snitching. Fuck you. Flying with a baby. It says 1 in 4 wish that it was never allowed. I don't have any kids, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it doesn't annoy me when children are screaming and crying on the plane. That is very annoying because, again, we're all trapped in this little tin can together, and there's no escape. But I also can understand that children, especially newborns and small children, especially if they haven't flown before, it's the air pressures popping their ears. They're scared. It's just a huge new experience. And I know that it sucks as a passenger, but trust and believe the parents are probably doing everything they can. But sometimes it's hard to control a child that is in pain, especially when they can't really explain to you verbally what the problem is, and all they can do is cry. And I know that's frustrating, but trust me when I say there are no parents who want their kids behave that way. And I would like to, I do believe that a lot of the parents, most of them, really do the best that they can when they're in public with their kids. They really do try. And then you got those parents that don't give a fuck and just let their kids roam around. You need to pay attention to which parent that you're dealing with before you go the fuck off, because there is a good chance that that mom or that dad is just stressed out of their mind and they have no idea what to do to calm this child down. Sometimes that happens. But then again, like I said, you have those asshole parents who do absolutely nothing and just let their kids do and say whatever the fuck they want. Fuck those parents. They're raising prisoners. I'm just saying. Don't do your nails. 92% people think that it should be a rule that you cannot cut your nails on the plane. First of all, that's gross. I didn't even know people did that. That's some weird shit. I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, okay? But that feels like some WPS right there. That sounds like some white people shit. That just sounds crazy to me. All right, so here is there's actually a few more if you Google this, but I'll give you one more. Phone calls after you land. A lot of people say that 69% think that it's rude to call someone and have a full conversation. They're saying that you should wait until you're off the plane. That doesn't fucking bother me. That doesn't bother me at all. I am also that person, because I know it's depending on who's picking me up, I have to tell them that a plane landed so they can get in the car, so I don't have to be standing outside waiting for my ride. I want my ride to be there when I come outside. That's just where I'm at. You know, I'll be like, hey, man, I just landed. And I'm the kind of person, depending on the trip, I won't check a bag. I won't check it. I'll bring in the largest carry-on that the plane that I'm getting on can take, put that bad boy in the overhead compartment, and I'm military rolling my clothes, and I'm packing it military style. That's the one thing. That's the one thing that my ex-girlfriend taught me, was that. Also, probably not to trust people. She taught me that as well. You know, because she cheated on me. Anyways, moving on. But I will say this before we end this segment. As an ex-flight attendant, let me just say this. If you're a passenger to any flight that is delayed, the gate agent and the flight attendants didn't have shit to do with it. Calm the fuck down. Because guess what, asshole? It's public transportation. It's expensive, but it's still public transportation, which means sometimes there's going to be fucking problems. That's just how it works. No one working at the airport wants you to be late for your flight, nor do they want to have to stay at work longer because of cancellations or delayed flights. Bitch, we want to go home too. I guarantee every airport employee also wants to go home. They also don't want to be stuck at the airport dealing with assholes like you. Okay? Don't nobody want to be stuck in those uncomfortable polyester uniforms longer than they need to be. Okay? Because they do not breathe. Trust me on that. So again, calm the fuck down and understand that sometimes shit happens. If you don't like that, then I don't know what to tell you. Go rent a car or take a fucking train or boat. Okay? Because you ain't finna disrespect my fellow hardworking airport employees just because shit didn't go your way. I'm going to be late for my next flight. I'm sorry. I get it. It sucks. But shit happens, man. And I guarantee all those airport's employees did not do that to you. Okay? Calm down. So I'll leave you with this. Grow up and be fucking patient. Okay, so there are a few sports that are now a part of the Olympics, but I'm going to talk about the one that I am most excited about up next. It is the Professionally Silly Podcast. Fun thing that you probably didn't know about me, or maybe you did, I don't know, but when I was in college, I was a part of a dance crew. Not just any dance crew, a hip-hop breakdancing dance crew. We used to meet in the evenings at the skating rink. What was it called? I think it was called like Star Castle or Starlight or some shit. It was in Savannah, Georgia by Oglethorpe Mall. I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, we used to go to the skating rink because we also used to use skates in some of our sets and some of our dance moves. And we also used to meet at the park too, and we practiced on the outdoor hockey rink. So we were out there killing it. I was B-girl and Bam, and there was another girl. Her name was Amy, and there was like four or five guys. One guy just kind of came in and went when he wanted to. Anyways, let's talk about the fact that breakdancing is now an Olympic event. Okay, it's an Olympic sport, which I got to say, I think is fucking awesome. And a lot of people are throwing their noses up at it, throwing a little shade, like mat counters. Very disrespectful. And to them, I say, screw you and your opinion. The opinions of people who have never done something and don't know the first thing about that something that they're so much against, I think that's hilarious. Those fools are always the first to talk shit about shit they don't know shit about. It is what it is. Breakdancing is highly athletic, and I understand that it's not the traditional Greek sports and shit, but there are so many amazing athletic things out there that there are people who are very good at these things, but there is no stage for them to really shine. And I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Breakdancing, it takes endurance, strength, discipline, balance, rhythm, talent, and so much more. If cheerleading or any other form of dance will be allowed in the Olympics, then, you know, why not one of the toughest forms of dance? In saying that, I'm not even sure if cheerleading is a part of the Olympics. Hold on. Alexa, is cheerleading considered an Olympic sport?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, cheerleading is not currently in the Olympics, but it was officially recognized by the International Olympic Committee in July 2021, so it could be added as a sport in future summer games.
All right, so I don't know if you heard that, but it's a possibility that it could be an Olympic sport in future games, but it is not one currently, which I think it should be. Why the fuck not? You know, I feel like breakdancing is literally, in my opinion, one of the toughest forms of dance. Breakdancers could legit be gymnasts if they trained differently. And if I remember correctly, there was a woman, I cannot think of her name right now, but they were talking about it on the Burt Show on last Friday's episode. And they brought in a CNN reporter. His name is Coy Wire, I want to say. And he was talking about a woman who was going to go to the Olympics for gymnastics, I believe, but she tore her ACL either before tryouts or at tryouts or after, one of the two. And she didn't get a chance to do her thing in the Olympics. And then she heard about the breakdancing thing, switched out her training and whatnot, and now she's going to be doing her thing. I think she's like 35 years old. I cannot think of her name, but Google her, check her out, and support her, because I'm down. I don't care where she's from or what her name is. I am down. Well, I mean, hopefully she's from the USA, hopefully. I mean, this is the Olympics. USA, USA, USA. You know, we out here. We out here. But because I feel so strongly about this, okay, I asked AI to help me create an inspirational speech about why breakdancing should be allowed in the Olympics. And mind you, I have not read this yet. Literally typed it into Copilot. I typed in the prompt into Copilot, and I was like, let's do this. So let's enjoy this. This is going to be horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed athletes and future breakdancing champions, picture this. the Olympic flame burning bright, the crowd on the edge of their seats, and then, boom, the beat drops, and breakdancers hit the floor, spinning, flipping, and popping like human tornadoes. Why should breakdancing be in the Olympics, you ask? Well, let me break it down for you. First off, breakdancing is the ultimate test of athleticism. These dancers aren't just moving to the music, they're defying gravity, physics, and sometimes even common sense. Have you seen a head spin? It's like watching a human spinning top in action. And let's not forget the windmills. Those moves could power a small village. But it's not just about the moves. Breakdancing is a global phenomenon, a universal language that speaks to everyone. From the streets of New York to the alleys of Tokyo, breakdancers unite us all. It's a celebration of culture, creativity, and sheer awesomeness. Plus, who wouldn't want to see a gold medal awarded for the sickest backflip? And let's be real, the Olympics could use a little more flair. Imagine the commentators trying to keep up with the names of the moves.
And here comes the flying squirrel into the helicopter spin, followed by the ninja freeze.
It's entertainment gold! So let's rally together and make some noise for break dancing in the Olympics, because there is one thing the world needs more of. It's people spinning on their heads and making it look cool. So let's break the mold, break the rules, and break dance our way into Olympic history. Thank you. And keep dancing. That's not too bad, co-pilot. Let me tell you something. The part that is said the Olympics could use a little more flair. Now, I don't know if you saw that Paris opening, but I think there's a lot of flair in that. It was a little too gay even for me. Shit. I'm a huge part of the LGBTQIA plus community. Hell, I'm the first fucking letter. And I thought that shit was a little much. Good Lord. You know, but I do not think that a lot of people understood the artistic backing behind that table scene that everybody thinks is the Last Supper. That's fine. I'm not here to argue with you crazy Christians. That's okay. Do your thing. But also do your research before you get mad. Don't just jump onto things that you see online and fall for that shit. There's more to things. Not everything is going to be at face value, especially on the internet. And we all must remember that our algorithms are our algorithms, which means the things that we believe, the things that we're looking for, that's what's going to pop up in our algorithm. So you're not going to see, for instance, I'm not really a Democrat. I'm literally just an independent because I don't trust any of this shit. But I am not going to be getting the same. Let's say you have a white person and you have a black person. I can actually use this right now as truth. So we were talking about this in the Bert show, right? Bert was talking about how his algorithm is not showing the same things on his social medias as Mo's algorithm. For instance, during the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef, Mo brought it up that it was happening and Bert had no idea because his algorithm is tailored for the things that he's into. I'm not saying that he's not into rap beef or rap music or hip hop. You know, actually, that's not true. Bert really is into a lot of amazing things. He's very diverse. But when it comes to a hip hop culture, that may not be in his algorithm. Therefore, when people are arguing about, oh, well, Trump this and he did this and blah, 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 and Obama's not from here and yada, yada, and blah, 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 and all the bullshit that people are talking about, you know, it's because their algorithm is feeding them the shit that they already believe and is not showing them any other way of thinking. That is why they are digging in, because they're constantly getting information sent to their phones and all their other devices. All of these things that they're seeing is confirming what they already believe. You feel me? That's how the algorithm works. So if you want to know a little more about something and there's more sides to the story, maybe literally do what everybody says. Do your research. Maybe look at other forms of view of whatever it is, other points of view of whatever it is that you're arguing about or what you believe, because you might surprise yourself, because there's a lot of bullshit out there online, and there are also a lot of idiots who are willing to just suck that shit down like an ice cold glass of water in the middle of the Sahara. Okay, that's how the algorithm works. I digress. But even though breakdancing most likely won't stay in the Olympics for long, I actually heard that it's something that they did to attract a younger audience, which makes sense. I might be old-ish, but I'm excited about it, and I'm glad that they're here, at least for the moment. You know what I mean? So dance your hearts out, damn it. I got your back. By the way, I will be posting an old photo of me breakdancing. I was doing a headstand because I was trying to learn the head spin. I was really close. But now I'm too old and out of shape, so I can't do it now. So I need my fellow breakdancers to kick some ass at the Olympics in 2024 and make Paris fun, because I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They got all of our athletes sleeping on cardboard boxes, and you know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of food for people. There's no air conditioning. Like, they got people eating plant-based foods. We're talking about athletes who are living off of like animal protein, who have certain training things that keep them like functional, keep their bodies as they need to be to perform at their best. And Paris is like, meh. Also, there's poop in the water. Like, what is happening? Paris, I don't think Paris wants anybody there. Paris does not want the world there, which I get, because the world kind of sucks right now. But Paris, this is the fucking Olympics. You're supposed to knock it out of the park right now. And trust and believe, we won't be back. Don't worry about that. And even before all of this stuff dealing with Paris, Paris was never really on my bucket list of places to go. Parisians are rude. A lot of them are racist. So I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are racist. And I'm black, so no matter where I go, I'm going to find some racism most likely. But if you're going to be racist to me, I want to at least understand what you're saying. Good old America. Anyways, you can check out a photo of me spinning on my head on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly or the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Coming up, I asked Burt Show intern Brooksy to join me in a game of 50-50. But first, it's time to celebrate. It's the Professionally Silly podcast. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get into this 50-50 game. Shout out to my boy Brooks. Brooksy! Let's see how Brooks did in our 50-50 game. All right, dude, so these are your choices here. A gymnastics student doing a handstand or a bruised and unset distal impact fracture. Which one do you think it is?
It's probably a bruised and unset distal impact fracture.
It feels like it's going to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Go ahead and click that.
Oh, gosh. Oi.
Oh. That's not as bad as I was expecting.
Good. I like the paint on the
that's
thumbnail.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. It's very Avril Lavigne, like honestly, early 2000s, you know, early 2000s.
I like the X on it.
Let's do another one. All right, here's one. A zoomed-in picture of a dream of a what? Of a
dreamy
bull spreading his widened asshole. Oh, my God. Ooh. Or a pink rose plastered on a brown background.
I'm hoping for the pink rose.
That's probably not what it is.
I don't want to see a widened asshole. Oh, it's a pink rose.
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be an asshole. That's so lucky.
I saw heaven above when I clicked it.
I'm a scroll randomly. All right. Shark boy and lava girl. Or a close-up of two dead bodies.
It's going to be Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Well, what does that even mean? Is that a
Shark
cartoon?
Boy, no, it's a movie.
Oh, go ahead.
Look.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, you are the luckiest See? Bastard.
I'm him. I'm just... I'm
All right, no, last kid. One.
Oh, how many have you gotten?
All Too of good. Them so far. Well, he hasn't seen anything gross. The distal fracture wasn't bad, though. All right, how about this one? A red cake or a split open finger?
It's going to be the finger.
I feel like it might
it's
be
gonna
now.
It's going to be the finger.
What is it? Oh, it's a split open
finger. Ah, God! Oh, God! Ah! Ah, exhale!
Close it.
Oh, God damn. Jeez. This has been a first episode of 50-50 on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Your reaction gets me more than the picture.
So if you're listening to this the day that the episode dropped, August 2nd. Today is a big day for a lot of us, nationally and internationally. According to nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Water Balloon Day, International Beer Day, National Coloring Book Day, and National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Today will go down in infamy. So it's a big day. So grab your coloring books, your water balloons, your ice cream sandwiches, and your beer. It's time to celebrate. Happy all of that stuff day. All right. I tell you what, I definitely plan on celebrating International Beer Day, but I do that weekly. So, you know, it's whatever. I ain't gonna hold you. This National Coloring Book Day, I'm down for that because I actually went on Amazon and I purchased some adult coloring books and I love them. They are so much fun. And some of them are like kind of gross, like zombie stuff, or it's like food, or it's like curse words and shit, you know? So I like to grab my color pencils, you know, turn on some Criminal Minds or some shit and just color to my heart's content. Nothing like serial killers and coloring. I finally got some new reviews on Apple Podcast, and it turns out I'm too crude. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so as you guys know, I am like every other podcaster and content creator out there. I am constantly begging for reviews and asking for 5 stars and, you know, and nice reviews and things like that. Subscribe and all that. Follow me. And we do this because we need it. It is the only way that we can grow. Without an audience, without, you know, loyal viewers and listeners, we can't get anywhere. So when we ask you that, it's important. Now, for me, I'm going to go ahead and share with you these two reviews here, and then I'm going to say some things about them. We'll go with the first one. We got a 3-star review coming from Carlissa. She left this to me last Tuesday. And she says, "Too crude for me, 3 stars. Now, listen, that's the one that annoyed the shit out of me. Let me tell you why, okay? I don't mind the 3 stars. I get that. But too crude. Clearly, this person heard maybe 1 episode or 1 segment. If you are an avid listener, yes, I got a dirty mouth. That's fine. It's not for everybody. That's cool. Okay. But I also discuss a lot of other topics. We get serious on here. We get goofy on here. We just have a good time. Not everybody is for that. But here's my thing. I just do not go out of my way, especially for a small creator who's trying to like grow. I don't go out of my way to leave less than 5 stars. I think that if something's not for me, then I listen to something else. But I'm not going to, as we say on the Burt Show, I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum. So that's fine. I'm sorry that she's not listening to this anymore. So I'm too crude, but I'm too crude, which is fine. Again, my commentary and my topics are not for everyone. My podcast is for open-minded individuals who like to have a good time. That is who my podcast is for. I am not saying that she is not open-minded because I don't know her, nor does she know me. But take a listen to my podcast episodes. Really actually listen to them. And you're probably and you'll find out that she's exactly right. I'm crude as fuck, and I ain't changing shit. And if I am not, you know, if I'm not Carlisa's just desserts, that is okay with me because I promise you there's somebody else out there that's going to find me delicious and succulent. But I personally enjoy the subject title. It says eek. Eek! Too crude for me. Okay, well, that's fine. Moving on to people who enjoy the crudeness. Hey, guys. What's going on? Listen, I just feel like we're coming from a world where everything is just overthought. Everybody is overly offended. There's no room for jokes. There's no room for fun. Everything's PC, yada, yada, yada. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can promise you here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, fuck PC, fuck politeness. I am here to have a great time. And if you're not here to have a great time with me, that's okay too. So let's go ahead and get on to this other review that I absolutely love. This review reading is like a Sour Patch Kid. Starts off sour, then it gets sweet. So here we got Cool Mar 29, who left me a review. It says, love you, Amber. 5 stars. It says, love this podcast. I'm a Burt Show fan and think you're amazing. You have a beautiful spirit and I enjoy your content. See, this person listens. Because my spirit is so enjoyable. It is so beautiful. I don't know why I'm being dramatic, but thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And even if I am left bad reviews, I will still read them when I get them because it's part of the game. It's part of the game. But I won't hold you because I'm such a small creator. Even a negative review can really ruin me. I you know what I'm saying? So it drives me kind of insane because I'm not big enough for a negative review not to hurt me. That's why I'm low key frustrated, but it's going to be fine because your girl ain't going nowhere. I have lots. I should make every podcast after this crew to shit now. Yeah. Let's talk about baby fights. Yeah. Gerber baby versus Gap baby. Who's going to win in that battle? Is that too crude? It probably is. Next up, DJ Hey Cousin and I play Heads Up. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Pop culture. We'll see.
Lord of the Rings. Not a Lord of the Rings.
Hobbits?
Game of Thrones prequel that's out right now.
Oh, Ring of Fire?
No, it's not called something else. That's what the books are called.
Ah, I know this! Oh, well.
That just killed Drake.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Yep. Yo, extreme skateboarding. I'm the first one that really knew about.
Rocket Power.
No, actual person.
Tony Hawk.
Yes. Angela Bassett and Tay Diggs in Jamaica.
Oh, get your groove back. Yes. I got your groove back. Yes. Sound like I got a groove back.
Yes. Where I was at, where I've been to across the world. One of the places I went to.
Germany.
My dad.
Germany. Afghanistan. Kuwait.
Yes. I don't know who that is, though. Oh, shit. 90210, fucking.
Shannon Doherty!
No, shit. I can't think of the thing he's in. Oh,
Luke
Robin,
Perry.
Robin Williams board game movie.
Jumanji!
Macaulay Culkin,
Home Alone!
I don't know who that is.
Ah.
Hi, dudes.
Cartoon, Nickelodeon, ugly as shit and disgusting.
Real Monsters.
Boogers.
Fuck. Ren and Stimpy.
Yep. Okay. They're really stupid. We should put them on top of pencils.
Erase the little fruit erasers?
Nah. They have horrible hair. For some reason, people thought they were cute.
The fuck? The little trolls?
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Yo, a lot of men take this because they can't stay hard.
Viagra.
Yes. Backpacks for your waist.
Fanny packs.
Yo, we put these in our computers back in the day.
Flippy disk.
Yep. Yo, TGIF.
Fridays.
Nope. TGIF, curly-haired white boy, sexy-ass white boy y'all love.
Blossom, Roseanne.
What show was that? TGIF.
Step by step,
Boy Meets World. You know, as a podcaster, I have interviewed a few interesting people, but I can say I've never interviewed a serial killer, as far as I know. But up next, I've asked AI to create a script about a podcaster who is interviewing a guest, and they turned out to be, you guessed it, a professional diver. No, I'm kidding. He was a serial killer. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I know we haven't done this in a while, but it's time for some TikTok voice filter acting. That's what it's time for. I asked AI to create a prompt for a podcaster interviewing a guest who turned out to be a serial killer. Now, I have not had a chance to read over the script so that it's going to be horrible like it normally is, but that's the fun. So let's put this performing arts degree to the test once again. Speaking of which, if you haven't heard the Feed the Pig episode a couple of weeks ago, trust me when I say that it was an amazing episode. I played several characters all on a cold read. It was a kick-ass episode. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the serial killer interview. Yeah, that's the important part.
Welcome back to Curious Conversations, the podcast where we dive deep into the minds of fascinating individuals. I'm your host, Lila, and today we have a very special guest. Please welcome Mr. Victor Graves.
Thank you, Lila. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Victor, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, Lila, I have a rather unique hobby. I collect rare and unusual items.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting. What kind of items?
Mostly people.
Oh, you mean like people watching? That is so quirky.
You could say that. I like to keep them close.
Oh, wow. That's dedication. So, how do you find these items?
I have a very specific method. It involves a lot of planning and precision.
Sounds like you're passionate about it. So, what's the most challenging part?
Probably the cleanup.
The cleanup? Like organizing your collection. Like, is that what you mean?
Yes, exactly. It can get quite messy.
You're hilarious, Victor. Okay, so where do you keep your collection?
In my basement.
Oh, you're killing me. This is the best interview ever.
Not yet, Lila. Not yet.
Oh, all right, Victor. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Always be aware of your surroundings. You never know who might be watching.
That's great advice. Thank you so much for joining us, Victor. And to our listeners, stay tuned for more fascinating guests on Curious Conversations. Until next time, stay curious. Victor, why are you holding that knife right now?
Well, that was taxing. Turns out you really got to know who you're bringing, you know, into your fold, bro. I got to tell you, like, I think from now on, before I interview anyone, the very first question I'm going to ask is, are you a serial killer? They have to be honest if they're a serial killer. You can't lie about that. It's the same thing, like, if it's a cop, you ask, are you a cop? He has to tell you the truth, right? Isn't that the serial killer's code? It probably isn't. I'm going to die. Oh my God, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's flying on planes sucks. Nay, flying on planes with other people on them sucks. So we all got to get rich. That's our plan. Let's just get rich as fuck, right? Let's get rich as hell. Okay, and we'll get our own planes. It'll be so much easier. Probably bad for the earth, but no crying babies, no smelling food, and oddly, toenail clippings? What? Professionally silly life rules. I want to shout out my listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I know that's crude, but we all love titties. That's why I say it. And also shout out to the I Said Goddamn podcast because I stole that from them. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week. For checking out my professionally silly YouTube channel. Thank you so much for checking out my paranormal Blacktivity stuff, my Instagram, my TikToks. All of you that are watching my content and showing your support, I can't thank you enough. Shout out to my YouTube members. You guys are fucking kick ass. Oh, and in case you missed it, last week we did have a great episode where Mo and Katie from In the Moment podcast, they joined us, and it was a great time. So on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, if you are interested, we've got the video version of that. So I put that up actually this past Monday. I want you guys to check that out and let me know what you think. I think that you guys will enjoy it. Which, by the way, don't forget, once I get my studio up and running, I'm trying to fix some things. There's some holes in the wall. We got to, you know, get rid of some furniture in there, bring in new furniture. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But once my studio gets up and running, my plan is to have video versions of the podcast eventually. That's what I want to do because that seems to be the thing these days. So I'm going to go ahead and do what I can and get up on that. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star and written review if you can. 5 stars. Something positive. Please do not destroy my dreams before I even get them. Okay. You can be honest about how crappy you think my podcast is once I make it and I can still make some money. That's what you can do. Which, by the way, shout out to you, CoolMar29. I see you, boo, and I appreciate your support. You are the absolute shit. That listener's on fire. I don't sing, but you're awesome. I love you. Okay. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly binge, all the episodes that you have not heard yet, and share this podcast with a friend. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly Podcast Group on Facebook. Down below in the show notes, I got my email. So if you have some listener submissions, send those there. My Google Voice number is down there as well, along with my link tree that has all my most used social media platforms all down below in my link tree link. And so is my Cameo. So if you want to hit me up on Cameo, I'm available there as well. For those of you that are interested in sending me writing me anything, my P.O. Box is down below there as well. P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Being scared to check your bank account is the adult version of being scared to check your grades. These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome. Now you can think about it too. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish. Okay. Without your split ends covering, interfering with my entertainment. Interfering? What is it? Interfering? No. What is the word? Interfering? No. I know the word. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.